These are when I know these are the influence of the people he was surrounded with. And he will describe this ignorance and heedlessness is to fight with what? With inevitable. First of all, it's not wrestling. It's panjazada. Panje is this.
Five.
And there is five in it. And you know that we have five senses, which will connect us to this universe. And we will get our information from these five senses. Later we talk about five inner one and things like that. So this is another kind of that. Then Panjim Dakhtan is just fist fight, no, just
arm wrestling.
But doing it like this, look at it. Whose hand is here? Two hands are becoming one and you cannot divide them. And if they are not fighting, this is the best contact, right? But if it is for fighting, it will ruin everything. This is what they are doing. Because they are fighting with what? Qadime Naguzir. Qadim means ancient. Naguzir means inevitable. You will see that it doesn't give any meaning over there. What is inevitable ancient? There is not. But we know this is a philosophic argument. The last verse is declaring, is talking about two kinds of philosophy and things like that. Sufastahi, sophist. Sophism we know at the end comes like that. So it's philosophy. What it means, Qadim in philosophy? In the time of Rumi, everything is divided to Qadim and Hadis. Hadis means actually happened. Or real existence which is happening. Remember, the existence is happening. This is Hadis. So a little happening will be Hadisah. There is something opposite of this, which is Qadim. The thing that is not happening. It was before happening, it causes the happening, and its source of being here. That's the other universe. Whatever we talk about, God, creation, happening, before time, all of that will be Qadim. Okay? That Qadim, whatever it is the cause of the effect that we are in it. So, they should be tied like this, but not fighting with each other. There should not be any conflict between thinking about the universe of creation and created universe, because these are cause and effect. But these guys are fighting with that one, because they want to prove that everything is cause and effect. Even for creation, they look for cause and effect. At the end, they may think that, okay, there is a God who created this universe. Did he good? Of course he did good. Because this universe was needed. So you see, God started with a need. Nonsense. But it would go around and confuse you, because you cannot logically think about creating something not needed. Because to you it's waste. Or something like that. We say, oh, creation is not like this. We have to say it differently in a story. What was our story? Oh, it happened like this. This God, there was only God. The only thing we know about God is what? Beautiful! And how beauty acts? Eye-catching, jumping out. So the beauty of God jumped out. There is this picture. This is the existence. This is how we say it, because we don't want to say God did something. Even when we want to say God created the existence, how do we say it? You tell me. The verb, you remember we say God said to this existence, be, therefore it was, not it happened or became. It was, because when we say God said be, time is over. And there shouldn't be a time difference between his decision and happening. Because we passed the limit of the sentence. We use the word be, then it was. Because we don't want to make a time differentiation over there. This is how it is, because we are talking about creating the time. Because time is a part of this, everything. That's how we talk about God. And yes, some people, they don't like it because it's not very simple and logically clear to understand. It shouldn't be understood. It cannot. But we have a way to understand it. A different way. The path. In that path, you are not supposed to be the most clever to understand it. It could happen to everyone. Because it's not that you will go and open the door. You will knock and they open the door. And no one knows why. Do we? Is there any way to know why this fellow fell in love with that fellow? Well, it's like that. And we are talking about the domain of love, yes, because hard feeling, passion, emotion, and state of being happy is there. So he starts like that look at these people, they are fighting the Qadim. By Qadim, it means before Hades, means before any happening. This is what it is. This is what you do. When you have a glass of water in your hand and you are sure that if you let go, it will fall and it will break, right? Why are you sure? How could you be sure? How could anyone be? As far as I know, you belong to those ignorant people, the cavemen and things like that. Because for me, there is a man named Heisenberg. He's my favorite scientist. And he had a fantastic theory. He proved it and he got Nobel Prizes. Yeah. You know what the theory was? Peter?
Yes. You want the full
uncertainty. The label itself is so clarifying. He proved certainly that there is no certainty. That is the trick. Because mathematically he proved it. He proved it for sure, but he could never say for sure. Because our view from the universe moved in a very simple picture. The first understanding, of course, we are at the center. Earth is the center of the universe, and it's like a plate, and some reverse balls, crystal balls on top of it, 7 and 9, some stars sticking to it, and that was the universe, right? Up to when?
Copernicus.
Copernicus! Copernicus said, it's not like that, we burned him. Then we realize that we are not at the center, but sort of. Because there was this galaxy and we're at the center of it. Then Hubble said, no, there are other galaxies. And like that. These are all happening in the physics of Newton. We believe in that simple physics. The base of it was some destructible, undividable brick, the first unit which built the universe. What was that? Atoms. Atoms means undividable in Greek.